Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Felix Jose. Batting second, the center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting third, the DH, George Brett. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth, the catcher, Brent Maine. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Jose Lind. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, David Cohn. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second, the right fielder, Mark McLemore. Batting third, the center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting fourth, the DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth, the catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting seventh, the first baseman, David Segui. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Batting ninth, the third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ben McDonald. And now, play ball. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jose strikes out. 1 out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McRae hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McLemore hits a pop-up towards first. Joyner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Devereaux hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Anderson is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brent Maine is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Maine takes first base on ball 4. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken misplays the ball. That's an error on Ripken. Maine moves to third. Greg Gagne batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken strikes out. One out. Chris Hoyle's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hoyle's is hit by the pitch. David Seghi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seghi strikes out. 2 outs. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jose is 0 for 1 in the game. Jose strikes out. 2 outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hewlett strikes out. 1 out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. 2 outs. Mark McLemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McLemore is 0 for 1 in the game. McLemore hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. McLemore moves to second. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Devereaux hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wally Joyner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Joyner is 0 for 1 in the game. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brent Maine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Maine is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Maine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Hoyle's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hoyles is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hoyles takes first base on ball 4. David Seghi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hoyles moves to second. David Seghi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Seghi is 0 for 1 in the game. Seghi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. McReynolds takes first base on ball 4. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a line drive towards third. Hewlett catches it and throws to first to double up McReynolds. 2 outs. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lind is 0 for 1 in the game. Lind hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jose is 0 for 2 in the game. Jose strikes out. 1 out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae strikes out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McLemore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McLemore for the out. 1 out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 2 in the game. Devereaux takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Devereaux moves to third. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Joyner is 0 for 2 in the game. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seghi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Joyner for the out. 1 out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brent Maine is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Maine is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Maine hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hoyles is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hoyles hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. David Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Segui is 0 for 2 in the game. Segui hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive towards first. Joyner catches it and steps on first to double up Hoyles. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 2 in the game. Gagne strikes out. Two outs. Mike McFarlane pinch hits for Jose Lind. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. McFarlane hits a line drive into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rico Rossi now playing second base. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner juggles the ball. That's an error on Joyner. Hewlett moves to third. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McLemore hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Hewlett scores. Anderson moves to third. It's 2-0, Orioles. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Devereaux takes first base on ball 4. McLemore moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Anderson scores. McLemore scores. Devereaux moves to third. It's 4-0, Orioles. Mark Gubazon now pitching. Damon Buford pinch runs for Harold Baines. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to second. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hoyles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Devereaux scores. Buford moves to third. It's 5-0, Orioles. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Segui is 0 for 3 in the game. Segui hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buford tags and scores. Hoyles tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-0, Orioles. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Gagne. Hoyles scores. Reynolds moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Orioles. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Reynolds moves to third. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jose is 0-for-3 in the game. Jose takes first base on ball 4. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae strikes out. 1 out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Kansas City Royals, 0. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.